Well, the Dodge Caravan is packed and the keys are in the ignition. Our road-tripping mama, Andrea Cordonier, is ready to hit the gas and drive back to Burritt's Rapids. She's been traveling across country with her four children, and we've been checking in with her along the way. Today, we tracked her down as she gets ready to drive to Kamloops. Good afternoon, Andrea.
Hello, Stu. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How's the weather in the White Rock?
I hate to tell you this because I just heard the weather forecast there while I was waiting, and it's extremely sunny and warm. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, we have sunny breaks.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I won't feel too sorry for you then.
You're leaving all that behind, though.
We are.
How does it feel to be getting back into the van?
Mixed feelings for sure. I can feel the pull of the East again, you know, saying, come home. And at the same time, you know, I am heartbroken to leave, you know, my many friends behind and family here and that sort of thing, too.
Are you, you're a little homesick, though? Am I hearing that?
I'll be homesick until I get on the road and I'm about 100 kilometers from here. And then we'll be amusing ourselves with a whole bunch of other things and we move on kind of thing, so...
You took a pretty leisurely pace on your way west. Are you just going to gun it home, or what's the plan coming back to Burritt's Rapids?
Well, I want to be home for about the 26th. I actually have to go back to school for a day on 27th. So 26th is really the latest day I want to get back. So I don't even know. What is the date today?
It's the 11th today, Andrea.
The 11th. So that gives me 15 days of my fabulous math formula. So that's going to do not too bad. You know, contrary to when we came out, I didn't map anything out. We just got on and went and kind of where the wind blew us. But the good thing about doing that is I got to sort of find out all the places that I still want to see. So the kids and I sat down this morning and took out a red felt pen and got the big map out in front of us and circled the route, or not circled the route, but circled the things we wanted to see. And it's quite obvious the route that we're going to take back. So we're gonna go on the certain route and then we'll see where it takes us.
Tell me, where are those red circles? What have you got on the map?
Okay, well, so we're going to Kamloops and we're going to stay there a few nights to see. I have a huge family up there. We're going to stay with Becky and her family tonight. We're going to go up to their sheep camp, so where they run their sheep up to in the summer. So I phoned and invited myself on that portion of the trip this morning. So we're going to start there for a few days. And then the first stop, I want to go to Kaslo, which is in the Kootenays. And there's a Japanese, that's where the Japanese were interred during the Second World War. And they still have an internment camp there that you can go through. And we went to the Powell Street Festival, which is the Japanese festival here in town this past week. And we went out to the Canneries, which is in Steveston. So this would be a nice sort of triangle to show, you know, what life was like and then what happened to the Japanese. So that'll be kind of cool. And then probably make a stop in Nelson, where you were at. Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Through to Fort Steele, Crow's Nest Pass, Fort McLeod, Lethbridge, Medicine Hat, Fort Walsh, which is the Cypress Hills, Maple Creek, onto Moose Jaw, Fort Capel. And then there, I'm not sure, you know, maybe south of Winnipeg, although the Forks is really great. We've been there before. And then on into Ontario. So, you know, a lot of things. When I was kind of doing the calculation of approximately how much time I had, I was like, okay, we're going to be moving at a fair clip, I think. So.
Yeah, sounds like it. You want to do a internment camp themed return trip, I can recommend one Ontario stop for you. It's near White River, a provincial park called Nays, N-E-Y-S.
Yes, and we've got that on our list.
Yeah, you should see. It's quite remarkable historically.
It's the Nazi internment, correct?
It was a German prisoner of war camp on the north shore of Lake Superior. It lasted about 5 years. It's an interesting place, that's for sure.
Wow. Well, and I was thinking about your list again, and so I can add a third one that we didn't know of, and that was in Banff. They interred Ukrainians during the First World War. So three internment camps in Canada that I wasn't aware of before.
No, that's an odd theme.
Crazy, hey?
You've been living with many of the comforts of home, refrigeration and turn dial cooking, that kind of stuff. Are you ready to adjust to camping on the road, living on the road again?
Oh, it's been a very big food adventure here. I knew that when we came, you know, west, that just the difference between the food that you can get in Vancouver and Lower Mainland on the island versus what you really, the food business kind of back in Ottawa, there is a huge difference. And so we've been eating extremely well, not only all the fresh fruits and stuff, but all any of the prepared foods that are prepared fresh are just incredible. So we go back to going to the smaller, you know, grocery stores and having what's available there, plus whatever roadside stands and, you know, farmer stands that we can find. So, yes, we're going to be going back to that a bit, you know, maybe a little more craft dinner and that sort of thing. But, yeah, I got a big fill out here, I can tell you that. And I have to tell you, for the kids, one of their highlights was, have you ever been to White Spot?
Yeah, there were the chain of fast food Greasy Spoons in Vancouver.
Yeah, but they're sort of a cut above the Greasy Spoons. And so the pirate packs for the kids where you get your food served in this cardboard Pirate Pack was like the food highlight for them besides that and the ice cream, you know. So
I once had a Thanksgiving dinner at a white spot. It was very lonely, very sad, rainy Thanksgiving all by myself in a white spot.
Oh my gosh, let me play my violins for you.
Yes,
that's
thank
I mean
you very
I love
much.
White spot, but that's pretty horrible.
Yeah. Now I hear your own mode of transportation could make it onto someone's scavenger hunt list. You've done some customization to the Dodge Caravan.
We did. I alluded to that at the very beginning of the trip that could be a possibility, and I wanted to change the message because, of course, on the back of the van it says Ottawa, it says Vancouver or bus. So I knew I needed to change the message. So we did the buy of the paints yesterday. And I worked on the message, which, incidentally, Artist Acrylic, yes, they wash off your hands, but they don't really wash off your van, just so you know. And so I had to get the Brillo pad out, and then I had to get the nail polish remover out to get it off, to change it to Ottawa. So now it says Ottawa or bust, and there's some other messages. And then kids went nuts with their brushes, and they put a variety of stuff, everything from, you know, Jesus on the cross. to you know, a garden, flowers, sayings, information that you needed to know about us, and whatever. So it is truly the painted van. And then I'm kind of thinking that as we go along, people will see this and want to participate. And I think I'm going to write "Paint Me" on the side as well, so maybe people feel inclined to stop and do that. But even just having the message on the back of Vancouver bus was like a huge magnet. People stopped us and stopped us everywhere to talk to us about it. And you know, there would be honking. I'm like, who's honking at me? What am I doing? And then I realized, well, yeah, when you drive around with Vancouver bus written on the back of your van, people are, you know, inclined to honk.
Maybe tempera paints. You should have a little tray of tempera paints rather than acrylics.
Yeah, it's too late.
Oh, it's too late.
The good thing is that we're going to drive this van until, like, we're driven it into the ground. Then we're going to push it off a cliff, so it will cease to matter whether it's painted or not.
Okay, so I also understand you're going to try to make it to Dinosaur Provincial Park.
We are. And we need a few days there for sure, because that's not an in-and-out kind of place. But that, again, everything will be weather-dependent. And it's interesting with Dinosaur and a few of the other places in the Badlands, it's very weather-dependent, because once it rains, it's too greasy. The rocks are too greasy, and a lot of the paths close. So they actually are pretty inaccessible after the rain.
Yeah. Well, we spent a day and a half there, and it had been very dry in that part of Alberta, and consequently the river that is supposed to run through the park was just a white mud creek bed, and the mosquitoes were the thickest that they were anywhere, Andrew. So take lots of whatever your favorite mosquito repellent is.
Wow, and I sent the bug jackets home, if you can believe it. So maybe I'll regret that. But maybe also another week or so. I always think of August as being better. So thank you for the tip. We'll definitely keep that in mind.
Not at all. Well, drive safely, Andrea.
Thank you so much.
Have a good trip.
Excellent. We'll talk to you soon, hey?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. That's Andrea Cordonier. She's our road tripping mama, and we'll check in again with her next week. In the meantime, you can email her suggestions of where to go as she travels back, other places to circle with that red marker, cbc.ca/allinaday, and you can click on Andrea's Trek.